Paragraph Yud. V'alkein ikur hatfilin zoichin lekabel bo'oyer haboiker al yidei his oyerus hashena. And this is why the Zohar Kodesh and the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that how is a Jew zoichet to the mitzvah of tefillin? By going through a night, by having a night, and then waking up in the morning. That's prepping the person for receiving the oyer of tefillin, as he's going to explain now. Ki isa bekisvei harizal, because the Arizal goes on to explain sheikar hamshochas hamoichin shel hatfillin zoichin al yedei shekomin bachatzois vo'iskim batoira. The tefillin represent moichin. Every Jew that puts on tefillin in the morning, kosher tefillin, and puts it on the right way, is drawing moichin upon himself. However, the Arizal says, if you want the real thing, if you want real, real, real moichin, the way you get it is if you're zoicha to get up at midnight, if you're zoicha to break the night, the hisoiris hashena, and study Torah, that builds up a nuclear power, a nuclear light, which when you put on the tefillin in the morning, you receive that incredible, incredible light in your tefillin. Ayin Shom, look in the Kisvei Arizal where he explains this. Rav Nosson Zal mentions this all over the Likutei Halachos. He goes into this many times. Kimas chatzois zebechinas hisoyrus hashena. Getting up at midnight, that's the real waking up from sleep. Here again, everybody gets up from sleep eventually. Some people get up at 11 o'clock in the morning, some at another. But again, the most powerful waking up from sleep is at that time of the night when people find it most difficult. A person has only slept, let's say, half of what normal people sleep. He slept 4 hours or 3 hours, and then that alarm goes off, whatever it is, and he's got to break out of the clutches of the darkness, the sitrachra. He's got to fight to pull himself out of sleep during a time when 99% of people are saying, everybody knows you sleep at night, middle of the night. Everybody sleeps then. And he fights to get out of it. That's the real hisoyrus hashena. Shaydeze zoichen lehisboinenus. And that's how a person is zoicha to this deeper understanding of Hashem and of Torah, shenimshach al yedei ashirus kanal, which comes through wealth. One of the prerequisites is also wealth. Ki tefillin hein bechinas oyer haponim. Because all the Sforim HaKadoshim tell us that tefillin are the light of the face of Hashem. Hainu hadras ponim, the beauty of Hashem's face, kavyochel, shezoichin al yedei his oyerus hashena. And in order for a person to really get the maximum of that, it's dependent on how he wakes up from sleep. Hainu al yedei kimas chatzois kanal. If a person is zoicha to be from those who get up at chatzois, that's the ultimate waking up from sleep. Shaydeze zoichin lahater pe'ilmin, lahater pe'akorois. When a person is zoicha to this super waking up from sleep, that person is zoicha to blast open the doors, for women who can't have children, and to blast open the doors of those people who can't speak, where the dibur is in golus, lahater pe'ilmim, those people, we mentioned that whenever a person is in any kind of golus, whenever a person is down, depressed, or anything like that, or in jail, in prison, that one of the worst, the essence of it is not being able to speak, not having solitary confinement with nobody, can't talk to anybody. That's the real prison. And when the Jews were in Mitzrayim, all the Sforim say, what was in golus? The dibur was in golus. The Dibur, we didn't have the Dibur of Kedusha. And coming out of Mitzrayim, coming out of the Golus, is called Peh Soch. The mouth speaks. Every time you go out of Golus, it's an opening up of the Dibur. Here again, a person goes to sleep at night, he's going into the darkness, he's going into the Sitrachra. Coming out of sleep, according to how seriously a person blasts out of that sleep, it's to that degree that they're being zoicha to this lahatir pe'ilmin, to take the dibur out of golus completely, and with dibur of Torah and tefillah, and also lahatir pe'akoros, to open up the opening of the women who were barren, who couldn't have children, to blast that open. V'alkein tefillin heim loshin dibur. And now you'll understand also why tefillin, the Hebrew word for tefillin, which is toitofois, kemo shapirish Rashi al posuk ula toitofois beinecho, as Rashi points out in Chumash at the end of Parshas Bo, where it speaks about tefillin, which are called toitofois. First, Rashi says that toitofois means four, tat is two, and pas is two in different languages. But then Rashi gives another interpretation where Rashi says that the word toitofois means to speak. And he quotes two psukim, hatef eldorim, speak towards the south. Shehuloshin dibur, tefillin is an Indian of dibur. And again, the dibur is born through his soirus hashena, by coming out of the sleep. And this is why we have that tremendous command of teaching our children, which is in the Kriya Shema, which is in the Tefillin. And this is why we find that speaking about children mentioned in every single one of the four parshias in the Tefillin. Ki beparshas Kaddish, in the first parsha, Kaddish li kol b'chor, Neymar, it says over there, Vehigadeto levincho bayoyim ha'u, you will tell your children on this and this day. Vechein beparsha Shnia, and so too in the second parsha, Vohoy kiviyacho, it says, Vohoyo ki yisholcha vincho leymor, and if your son will ask you, what is this all about? Vechein beparsha Shma vohoyim shamoya, Neymar veshinantam levonecho, velimadetem oysen es b'neichem. It talks all about children. About, again, this is the barren women who are being blasted open and being able to bring children into the world. That's why we see that the tefillin, every single one of the four parshias, is full of children. Bonim, bonim, bonim. And then what's at the end? What's at the end of Oyem Shemaya? Leman yirbu yameichem vimei veneichem. The lives of your children, again. Because included in the warnings and the mitzvahs that Hashem is giving us in these parshiyos in the Tefillin, in the middle of all of that, mevaser lehem al bonim, Hashem is telling us that we're going to have kids. By Hashem saying, v'shinanta levoisha, your son is going to ask you, Hashem is assuming that we're going to be blessed with children. Sheyu lehem, kama shapirosh Rashi, beparshas boy, al posuk vohoyo ki yoimru aleichem b'neichem. As Rashi HaKodesh points out on the posuk in parshas boy, where the Torah, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, and when your sons will say to you, mazot, shenemar acharov, and it says right afterwards, vayikdu vayishtachavu, that they bowed to Hashem. Upirish Rashi Shom. Rashi HaKodesh says, what were they bowing for? What you bow when somebody gives you a gift? What were they bowing for? Al besoiras hazera, because included in Hashem's discussion, he was sort of intimating and throwing in there that we're going to be zoicha to have children. Kemoi kein be'elu harba parshias, so too throughout each one of the four parshias of Tefillin, Mazkir mitzvois hatluyas bebonim, Hashem mentions a mitzvah, an instruction that's related to your kids. Kanal, as we mentioned before, uboze mevaser lehem besoiras hazora. And in doing that, Hashem is giving us the good news that we're going to be zoicha to children. Shezeu bechinas hoiloda supekidas akorois. This refers to the births and the opening up of the women who weren't able to have children. And we said that when this happens, this generates a major yira. And that's also what tefillin is all about. Shehein bechinas yira. Tefillin represent yira, as the Gemara says, kama shikosu, as the pasuk says, v'ro kol amei horetz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha. All the nations of the world will see that Hashem's name is upon you. V'yoru mimeko, they'll be afraid of you. Vom Rabbi Seinazal, the Gemara says, what is this referring to? Where are they going to see the name of Hashem upon us? Elu tefillin shebaroish. This refers to the tefillin that we wear on the head. Because the tefillin shel yad, you keep covered, right? You cover it with your sleeve or whatever. And the tefillin shebaroish, they'll see it and they'll be filled with yira. Because tefillin is yira, which is one of those prerequisites to the hizboinenus ha-toira, to that ashirus. Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likutei Moran that through Yira, a person is zoicha to Arichas Yomim. Remember? Yiras Hashem, Toisif Yomim. That fear of Hashem adds to your days. Look what it says in the tefillin. Sheze b'chinas tefillin, k'mo yishom rabbeinu, hameiniach tefillin, zoyche lechayim. The Gemara says a person who puts on tefillin properly will be zoyche to life, meaning to full life. V'alkein b'gemar ho arba parshias, and this is why at the end of the four parshias, dahainu basoif v'hoyim shamoya, what does it say? Ne'mar, leman yirbu yemeichem v'imei v'neichem. So that you and your children should be zoyche to live a long life. Hainu, arichas yomim. This is the arichas yomim. Shezoichin al yedei hatfilin, which a Jew is zoichet to through tefillin, b'chinas yira sashem toisif yomim. V'alkein, okay, so we spoke about the tefillin shel roish. What about the tefillin shel yad? V'alkein tefillin shel yad, koid min tefillin shel roish. And now you'll understand also why before we can get to the tefillin shel roish, we first put on the tefillin shel yad. Ki tefillin shel yad heim b'smoil. We're putting it on the left hand. A Jew does everything with his right. Why are we doing this with the left? Ze b'chinas ashirus sanal. This is the wealth we're talking about here. B'chinas b'smoilo oisher v'chovoid. The pasuk says, on the left side, you have wealth and honor. Shayidei zehu ashirus zoichen lahizboinus nal. Through this wealth, we're zoiche to that hizboinus. Shehem b'chinas tefillin shel roish. That's the tefillin shel roish. So Rav Nosson Zal, this is an example where Rav Nosson Zal takes a chapter on Likut Imran, which when you're learning it in Likut Imran, it's all abstract. It's all, it's concepts. Yira, shepapa. Rav Nosson Zal takes this now and says, watch, I'm going to show you how in tefillin, how the mitzvah of tefillin is pushing every single button in that chapter on Likut Imran. That if a Jew is zecher to put on tefillin properly, and again, that starts from when you get up. He's zeicher to the hisoyrus hashena. He's zeicher to the yira. He's zeicher to the ashirus. He's zeicher to all the different pieces, you know, that Rabbeinu Zal prescribes. Because we know Rabbeinu Zal's Torah in Likut Imran, each shir that Rabbeinu Zal gave is koilo the entire Torah. It has all Torah, everything in it. And one of Rav Nosson Zal's students, the great Rav Nachman Shirin Zal, said, I'll show it to you. He took the first chapter on Likut Imran, which is a medium to small size chapter on Likut Imran, and he went through all four Shulchan Aruchs, chapter by chapter, showing how everything that's discussed in the entire Shulchan Aruch is all based on that chapter on Likut Imran. Is all tied into the concepts that Rabbeinu Zal is presenting over there. And he said, if I can do it for this chapter, you could understand we could do it for every chapter on the Likut Imran. Rabbeinu Zal, the true tzaddikim, when they speak their words of Torah, it's a klolius. It includes everything. They give us introductions, like they give us hakdomos, which with those hakdomos, with those glasses, you could look at any mitzvah in the Torah and be able to see how that mitzvah encompasses all the different concepts that Rabbeinu Zal presented in that chapter in Likut Imran. V'alkein hatfilin meluboshim bebotim shel oyer uretzuoy shel oyer. And now we'll understand also why the tefillin, the parshis of the tefillin, which is the main part of it, is in a case. It's encased in boxes made out of leather and leather straps. Ki habatim uretzuoyz shel oyer, zebechinas vayas Hashem alekim lo'odom alishtoy kosnos oyer vayalbishem. Because these leather boxes and these leather straps correspond to what the Torah tells us, that after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem was forced to make for them clothing, leather clothing, kosnos oyer, oyer with an ayin, which means from leather. Shehem b'chinas sipurei maisius. This corresponds to the concept of the stories that tzaddikim tell, shenis aleim v'nislabesh bohem oyer hatoyra, whereby the story is only a casing. It's like a parable that's used to give over a message that's hidden inside the story, right? It's like parents want to communicate a certain message to their kids. They want their kids to know not to steal, not to do, but to tell a kid don't steal. The Torah tells us when you say don't, that triggers off an alarm to say It's delicious to steal. There's a pasuk, mayim genuvim yumtoku. Stolen waters are sweet. So when you tell somebody don't, Rabbi Nazar says there's a natural response that says do. There's a natural desire that's initiated to want to do that thing that the other person said don't. Therefore, one of the best ways to convey the don'ts is by hiding it in a story. We take a story. The story is a case. It's a box. We tell the child a story, and the child listening to the story, hearing what's going on, in the story, the message comes across very clearly about the terrible destruction that was caused because somebody stole or because somebody lied or whatever it was, chas v'shalom, and the person gets the message. So Sipurei Maaseiyos is a covering. It's a case, a casing in which is hidden a hizboinenus, a concept. Because the Zohar HaKadosh and the Gemara tell us that originally Adam and Chava had different clothing. They had clothing made of light, L-I-G-H-T, you know, the oyer with an aleph. Ulebosar dechavu, after they committed a sin, they dropped, they fell down to kosnos oyer with an ayin. Hainu shela'achar hacheit, after they committed the sin, shaydeze noflu lebechinas shena, and as a result of that, they fell into sleep, histalkus haponim, they lost the face, v'hamoichin and the moichin. How do we know they fell into sleep? Because it said, on the day you eat from this tree, you're going to die. And we know sleep is 1/60th of death, right? So sleep and death are synonymous. If by eating from that tree they brought death into the world, it means they fell into a bechina of sleep, shena. Oz huchruchu shialbishul em pnei ha-toyrah bekosnasor. That's what forced it, that now they couldn't receive the light of Torah directly, but rather it's got to become in a case. It's got to be covered up in these stories, in this covering of leather, these leather garments. Shubchina sipurei maaseiyos, shehem ma'alimim u'malbishim pnei ha-toyrah. They cover up and hide the face of the Torah. This is the same garments that Adam and Chava put on after the Eitz Hadas. That's what we're putting on when we put on tefillin. That's these leather straps and boxes. Ki ikar hatefillin al yedei hisoyerus hashena. Because we said the main effectiveness of tefillin, the main light of tefillin, is based on a person waking up from sleep. That's why one of the things you're not allowed to do in tefillin is sleep. If a person is dozing off, get those tefillin off. You're not allowed to sleep in tefillin, because tefillin is hisoyrus hashena. Shenimshach haidei sipurei maaseiyos shel shon kadmonius, which a person draws, this waking up from sleep, is affected most by hearing the stories, the ancient stories. Shehem b'chinas hadras ponim. They represent the light of, the beauty of the light of Hashem's face. V'alkein ritzua b'gematria shinayin. And this is why the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the word ritzua, which means strap, is b'gematria 370. Shehu b'chinas shin ayin nohoirin shel oyer haponim kamuva. That number is the number used to describe the light of Hashem's face. It's called the 370 lights of Hashem's face. This is the terminology that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh, referring to the 10 spheros. The 10 spheros are broken up into two groupings, right? The three upper ones, which are a much higher level, they're called hundreds units. And the seven lower ones are tens. So these 370 lights represent the Oyer Haponim of Hashem. Ki Oyer Haponim, Hainu Bechina Shivim Ponim Shel Torah. Because the Oyer Haponim is those 70 faces of the Torah, those 70 interpretations of the Torah, Ne'elomim V'nistorim B'ritzuoy Shel Oyer. And they are hidden in these leather boxes, in these leather straps. Shehim Bechinas Kosnosor, which are these garments of Oyer, with an ayin. This is the concept of the 70 interpretations of the Torah being hidden in these stories. And it's through this that a person is zoche to the light of tefillin. And therefore, Mekashrin hatfilin. It's with these straps that we bind the tefillin to ourselves. Ki efsher lekabel ulahamshich ulekasher hatfilin vazboinenus el ha'odom, because it's impossible to draw and to connect and to attach yourself to these tefillin, to this hizboinenus, ki mal yidei b'chinas ritzuos shelor, without the leather straps, shem b'chinas sipurei maisius, which represent the sipurei maisius, shal yodam hisoirus hashena, that's what wakes up the person from sleep, shaydeze zoichan leyira, through which yizoich deyira, shehu b'chinas ritzuo kiyadua. And that's what a strap is. What do you do with a strap? You scare a kid. I'll smash you one. So the ritzua represents yira, which is one of the other important things in our train here, remember? So the ritzua is yira, and through yira of kedusha, you're zeichet to this oyer haponim of Hashem, to this shin ayin oyer haponim, coming in a case, coming in its casing, in this leather casing. We're not finished yet. Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring in, go more into the topic of the nighttime, chatzos, and what it's all about, and a little more about Pesach also.